You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the performing arts, which means we say hello to WEMU's own Wendy Wright, who has an extensive local theater background. Hi,
that
Wendy.
That is true. I'm extensive.
Yes, you are. And we have a special guest today. His name is Joe York. He's a vice president with PTD Productions. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Does PTD stand for something?
Yes, it does.
And that is?
That is Petey the Dog Productions.
Petey? Now, where did that come from?
Who is Petey?
Well, it's a big, long story, and I'll try to make it short. PTD is insidiously intertwined with the arts in Ypsilanti since its inception over 25 years ago. PTD started right when the Riverside Arts Center was born. In fact, the Riverside Arts Center and PTD are, in a way, twins, but not identical twins. At the beginning of the Arts Center, they did a project called All You Can Art. And when they did that in the new building they had there, they had to clean up and refurbish that place a little bit. And the members of PTD, who were just a young acting troupe. And so they were helping the RAC prepare their space for All You Can Art. And they painted the walls in the gallery downstairs. Somebody remarked the painting looked like it was done by the Little Rascals. Barry LaRue at the time had to say that, no, it looked like it was done by the expletive Petey the Dog.
And so was Petey the dog in the Little Rascals?
It was the dog. The Little Rascals was from the 30s.
Yeah. The 30s?
Bit in the 40s. The members proudly took that name of Petey the Dog and have kept it ever since.
So 25 years. Is it all Ypsilanti people, or do you have people from places?
Well, we have people that come from all over Michigan. Well, our board members and our regular troupe is drawn from Ann Arbor, of course.
How has the organization changed over the years?
You know, at some times, you know how you get tired of making the same mistakes over and over?
Hopefully.
And then you write them down so you realize exactly what mistakes you made. And then you try not to do those. So we have done that process. We have created a lot of rules and regulations.
So you have it down to an art?
Oh, yes. It's all week in art, I'll tell you. But yes, and we're still working on it. I work on it all the time. And at the same time, I do a lot of the building of sets because I'm a builder by profession.
PTD is renowned for their sets.
Well, thank you. And that reputation came largely to a large degree from people more like Dennis Platty, who is the president of the company and was the first director of a show for the company. But I do that, and I direct, and I'm producing the present play, and I'm directing the next play. So, and then everybody's doing two or three or four jobs. So we try to get everything exactly right, but, you know.
What PTD production is coming up next?
Well, our next show, which opens on the 27th of this month, is The Real Inspector Hound, Tom Stoppard's first notable play. It was a big hit, and the actors really like it. It's a lot of fun. It's directed by Tim Henning, who has been active in Civic and his own company and Susan Morris Company, so he's been around a while.
You can see it at the Riverside Arts Center?
Riverside Arts Center, two weekends, Thursday through Saturday at 8. And then we have a Sunday matinee at 2 and a Wednesday matinee at 2 in the middle of those two weekends.
We'll put links to all of that on our webpage, WEMU.org. Joe York, Vice President with PTD, Petey the Dog Productions in Ypsilanti. Thanks so much for joining us for this segment of Art and Soul.
You're welcome.
So there's some competition, lots going on. Wendy, let's run down some of those.
Well, at the Carytown Concert House, we have something called Shakespeare in Jazz, All the World's a Song. And that's coming up on Thursday, March the 5th. and it's award-winning composer and pianist Daniel Kelly. And I thought that maybe they had put music to some of the songs that appear in Shakespeare plays.
Yeah.
But I think it's more like they maybe have taken monologues and put music to them. But in any
music,
case,
apparently.
It's fascinating.
So that is coming up
on Thursday, March the 5th.
One night only?
One night only.
One night only. And then you go from jazz and Shakespeare to banjos?
To banjos. And not only banjos, but Irish banjos.
Ooh.
Coming up for two nights. That's how popular they are. At the Arc on Thursday and Friday, March 5th and 6th, the grassroots and crossover sensation We Banjo 3. And they're one of the most prolific and exciting bands to emerge from Ireland in recent years. But they do grassroots. They do bluegrass and Irish music mixed together.
That sounds fun.
It does.
And look at these transitions. Now we're going to Yo-Yo Ma's coming back to town.
Yo-Yo Ma is coming back to town with a couple of friends whose names I'm about to butcher. Emmanuel Axe and Leonidas Kavakis. They're at Hill Auditorium on Tuesday, March the 3rd. It's a 7:30 show, and they're reunited for an evening of trios by Beethoven.
Wow. And the Blue Llama Jazz Club always having a lot of great performances.
That is true. A couple of things are coming. One national and the other local. Oren Evans and his trio are coming to the Blue Llama on Thursday, March the 12th for two shows at 7 and 9. And he is a well-known piano player and a big favorite here at WEMU. And this is your opportunity to see him. Then Vincent York is coming.
The Blue Llama Jazz Club.
To the Blue Llama Jazz Club. And he's a stalwart in the Washtenaw County area, the founder of Jazzistry. And he's going to have a quartet on Thursday, March the 19th for two shows.
Two shows, 7 and 9. We love to focus on local theater, as you heard in our first conversation, but the Burns Park Players have something coming up.
Now, I love the idea of the Burns Park Players. It started as a group of people in just that Burns Park neighborhood.
Of Ann Arbor.
Of Ann Arbor. And they got together and they started doing musicals at Tappan Middle School, which is in their neighborhood. And they are now graduating a little bit. They're going to be doing Mary Poppins at the Power Center February 27th through March 1st.
Well, that'll be fun. Good for them. The Burns Park Players at Power Center.
At the Power Center.
Doing Mary Poppins.
Doing Mary Poppins. That's a huge space to be filling.
Yeah, and that's from the 27th through March 1st.
That's right, right here.
And last but not least, we have to mention a special event coming to the Michigan Theater.
On Monday, March the 2nd at 7:30, it's the Cat Video Fest 2020.
Right. Not from the movie that was recently out.
No. It's all these little snippets of cats doing wonderful things.
This is pretty big. It comes
it's
every
annual,
year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gone?
I have not, but I'm going to. I'm going to.
This is the year.
I have to.
You need to go to take one for the team, Wendy, right? Go see Cat Video Fest on March 2nd at the Michigan Theater and let us know. Report back.
I will. Meow.
All right. Thank you so much for participating in this edition of Art and Soul, the performance arts here on 89.1 WEMU.